The University of South Florida will cut nearly $26 million from its budget this fiscal year and say they expect more budget cuts in the next fiscal year. School President Judy Genshaft made the comments in a webcast issued out last night.
All university presidents of a potential $1 billion shortfall in the state of Florida's general revenue forecast for the balance of the current fiscal year, leading to a potential $2 billion shortfall in 2008-2009. The continuing decline in Florida's economy will impact the entire state university system. Already, we are beginning to feel the effects of the updated forecast at USF. The university's base budget will be reduced nearly $13 million this spring, bringing the total base budget reduction for this fiscal year to approximately $26 million.
With the U.S. and Florida economies now appearing to be going south quickly, USF officials say they'll need to determine immediately how much they'll need to cut out of next year's budget soon. President Genshaft says she's implementing immediate measures to cope with the budget crisis.
We are immediately implementing a freeze on all hiring and on purchases of non-essential items. The University Budget Council is working on a policy for how any exceptions to the freeze will be handled. Today, your Budget Council representative will receive more information on the freeze and will be disseminating this information to you.
Several state universities have already put caps on incoming students to deal with their funding woes. St. Petersburg House Democrat Bill Heller is also a professor at USF St. Pete and serves as the ranking member on the State Committee on Post-Secondary Education. He says those caps are putting pressure on community colleges in the state.
The presidents are being honest with themselves and what resources they have and what's a quality education to provide a student. I don't think it's fair to bring students to a university and then have extra large classes or have a lack of advisors or fill most of your classrooms with adjunct professors and so forth teaching. I think the universities are saying, you know, we want to have integrity. We want to tell that student when he or she, you know, comes here that those individuals in the catalog that makes this the kind of great university it is what they're going to have when they go take their classes.
USF Provost Ralph Wilcox told the Tampa Tribune on Friday that though the door to access isn't going to be slammed shut, it's going to be barely ajar. WMNF attempted to speak with Wilcox today, but he did not return our phone call for comment. It was reported on Friday that Florida's unemployment rate for December was 4.7%. That's lower than the national average of 5%, but is the highest in the state since September of 2004. St. Petersburg House Representative Bill Heller says he thinks the economy is in for some tough times in 2008.
Well, it's a question, you know, whether we're in a recession or whether we're on the margin of a recession, and we're probably on the margin of it because we have some change in the unemployment rate, and we have definitely the problem with housing, and we've had two consecutive years of budget decline, in revenue collection. So, you know, those are kind of, expressions of a recession coming on. But, you know, I'm kind of an eternal optimist. I really do see in some ways the economy turning around, but I really think that's all going to happen after, unfortunately, the election.